این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Politics and religion. Imam Khomeini, in his political outlook, relied on several fundamental bases consisting of theology, fiqh, philosophy, and irfan in a way that his intellectual frame regarding politics enjoys two types of structure. The first is the attitude structure that plays a determining role and gives direction and line to politics. The second is the inner structure of his political theory and viewpoint that constitute a set of political rituals and decrees. In the first dimensions, his reliance was on philosophical and mystical stress, while in the second dimension, his attitude was jurisprudential and theological. For instance, his look at rising up in the cause of Allah is philosophical and mystical. Therefore, in interpreting the Surah Hamd, he wrote, "First is the station of rising. Everything begins from here. All questions start from where the revolt for Allah is."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Qur'an. In one of his speeches, he says that without the Qur'an, the gate of the knowledge of God would be shut forever. He's referring to the Qur'an itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said why he has sent the prophets. And one of the reasons of raising the prophets amongst the people was يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, that they teach them the knowledge of the book, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the wisdom, وَيُزَكِّهِمْ, and to purify them. This was the reason of sending the prophets. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the last prophet, he brought Qur'an as the book of knowledge and the gate of knowledge. And therefore, whatever we need, it is all in the Qur'an. Therefore, when Imam Khomeini is saying that without the Qur'an, the gate of knowledge of God would be shut forever, it is because Allah has sent down this Qur'an. This Qur'an is the wordings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has revealed it upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Through this Quran, Allah has explained us the way of living. He has given us the knowledge for what we need to perform and how to live. Therefore, we need to be very much careful about what we are doing. Why? Because if we are not doing it according to the Quran, if we are not following the Quran, then obviously we are not having the knowledge. All the knowledge is in the Quran. If Quran is being left over, or if we do not follow the Quran, then we are not getting the knowledge. Why? Because knowledge itself is a nur, it is a light. Quran is the clear book. In the Quran, there is a guidance. Allah says that there is a guidance, there is an admonition in this Quran. And if you want to follow the Quran, you must follow it in its true way, in its right way. And when Allah has said something, that helps us in gaining the better things. And there are many things that are being said in the Quran which we need to follow. And if we follow them, we get the success and we get the perfection. And without the Quran, we are not getting any kind of knowledge.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa